So what do constituents in Barnaby Joyce's seat of New England make of his downfall from the leadership of the Nationals? We've been speaking with people in Armidale in northern New South Wales.
I think we've lost a good politician, personally. He's, I reckon he's done a good job, and he's a doer.
He's staying on.
He's obviously a doer.
Yes, well, I think he's maybe he's put himself first as opposed to thinking about his party, his constituents and the government that he's part of as being part of the coalition.
He's a climate change denier, Barnaby Joyce. I just find such people disturbing. And we lost him because he had sex with someone. I just find that also disturbing. We should be losing him because he doesn't think properly.
I was saddened by it. I only heard it a little while ago. My hairdresser told me, who happens to be Barnaby Joyce's hairdresser up here in Armidale. And I've just come from the hairdresser. And I'm saddened by it. It is a pity.
So the voices of some of Barnaby Joyce's constituents in the seat of New England, that's in northern New South Wales. Barnaby Joyce's leadership of the Nationals saw the profile of the party skyrocket. He single-handedly transformed the regional and rural-based Nationals from minor coalition partner to a notable electoral draw card. But his ascension was always a risk for the Nationals. Would his star power be their saving or their undoing? Melissa Clark looks back at Barnaby Joyce's rise and fall.
Barnaby. The name became bigger than the man.
But we don't want to have to deal with Carb. No, we don't want to deal with Carb.
His style unmistakable. His words rapid fire. His face red and reddening. The fast-talking, table-thumping, passionate politician who professed to be at home in the paddocks and sale yards but relished being at the dispatch box.
Mud-sucking creatures. Bottom-dwelling, mud-sucking creatures. Bottom-dwelling, mud-sucking creatures.
First elected as a senator for Queensland in 2004, he crossed the floor frequently, making his name and his mark as a maverick. But his ambitions grew, and in order to get a seat at the cabinet table, he learnt to work with, rather than against, the rest of the coalition team. To rise further up the ranks, he needed to be in the House of Representatives, so in 2013 he switched chambers and states, winning the New South Wales seat of New England, vacated by independent and enemy of the Nationals, Tony Windsor. Barnaby Joyce was mercurial, but his skills as a retail politician were lauded by colleagues and opponents alike. Barnaby Joyce knew, whatever the issue, how to grab voters' attention.
I don't think your working mothers are going to be very happy when they're paying over $100 for a roast.
Even international celebrities stood no chance against Barnaby in full flight.
Mr. Depp has to either take his dogs back to California or we're going to have to euthanise them. So it's time that Pistol and Boo buggered off back to the United States.
When you disrespect Australian law, they will tell you firmly.
I'm truly sorry that Pistol and Boo were not declared.
Well, it seems like one guy in Australia made a big deal out of this.
Yeah.
Barnaby Joyce is the guy's name.
Barnaby Jones.
Yeah.
He looks somehow like inbred with a tomato.
But it all began to unravel last year.
I may be a citizen by descent of New Zealand. Needless to say, I was shocked to receive this information.
Caught up in the dual citizenship scandal, he was disqualified from Parliament by the High Court.
It's a pretty simple story. We're off to a by-election.
He hit the hustings in New England just as his personal life was imploding behind the scenes. He was resoundingly returned to office. Preserving Malcolm Turnbull's one-seat majority government.
Thank you to the people of New England. We're getting the band back together.
Not long after, he quietly put on the record the deterioration of his marriage to his wife of more than two decades and mother of his four children.
The current definition of marriage, which has stood the test of time, whether it's... And half of them fail, I acknowledge that. I acknowledge that I'm currently separated, so that's on the record.
But it took a tabloid splash to reveal his affair with a staffer, now pregnant with his child. Questions were raised about his judgment, about his new partner's jobs in the offices of colleagues, and about their living arrangements. The Prime Minister condemned him.
Barnaby made a shocking error of judgment in having an affair with a young woman working in his office. In doing so, he has set off a world of woe for those women and appalled all of us.
And eventually, so too did his colleagues.
It is time he takes a step back, regains some credibility and works through some issues that he needs to work through.
And the revelation of a formal complaint of sexual harassment against him was the final straw. Though consistently and vociferously denied, Barnaby Joyce has now reluctantly stepped down, on the backbench but still in Parliament. Down, but not out.
Melissa Clark, our reporter there.